I give you an understanding by what they can come to me. So now, someone knows, but doesn't really commit to something. And then they miss the chance to take more of that advantage of what is coming. But we can also come as far to be involved in Krishna consciousness. We have the deity. We have coffee. We have food. We have so many unusual things that are very important. In general, for the new religiosity, there's no deity. You see beautiful mosques, beautiful synagogues, see beautiful shrines, temples, sometimes in other traditions, but no deity. You walk into a very huge mosque, there's no deity. So, there is not the same transition, because of the opportunity. And practitioners are not having a chance to reflect on the personal loving exchange to get enough when you can give and receive. Love is only based on sharing, interaction, and we were saying this morning on relationship. So when there is no sufficient, significant relationship, it can be developed. So Krishna consciousness is so much based on establishing an environment where people, entities, can really begin to learn how to love. We have to sometimes summarize Krishna consciousness very clearly. In bhakti, is the science of devotion, the science of love. Bhakti, the process of love, it is activated by the bhakti. Who's developing that consciousness, who is also trying to surrender to the Bhagavad, the reservoir of love, of all knowledge, and all eternity, all eternal existence. So, if that is in fact the case, that if the world is an environment of pure love, that Krishna can be purchased only by Kamamani Janati, only by pure devotion, pure love. And that other things can be attained, but we stop ourselves. So we can have many different types of gathering and community. We can have community based on principles of religiosity. We can have even more mundane community. There's three basic types of community. There's community by accident, community by crisis, community by design. So community by accident, people just somehow come together, they find themselves in some sort of association, and they kind of tolerate the whole idea of being together in some way. Something happens, something. Community by crisis, that there is some serious issue at hand, that there is some sort of, some kind of agreement. People have come together. You see that kind of correlation happening. But usually, after there is no longer a crisis, or after the shift changes from one thing, one crisis to another, then there will be a lack of cohesion, a little fragment. But when there is something higher, very powerful, looking what you say, then, of course, there is a very clear arrangement based on how we work together and how we serve. One of the most important things we see is this verse. Krishna says, to those who are constantly devoted. He didn't say those who know about me, but they stop at different levels. He didn't say those who sometimes have faith in me. Those who follow in the sense of knowing, the ones who go down not those who follow me when everything is going nice, and then so there's some challenges to lose faith, to lose their determination, to lose their faith. No. He said those who are constant to go to serve them, And not only did we say, are they constantly devoted, and they're not homeschooled, but they are constantly seeking in service with us. Those who are constantly coming to the faith, they're not about his own. He dominates the world again among them. Those who are patient with you do not, they're all gay, persevering, worshiping, and with us. Then Christian says, those who do like that, who worship me, he says, then, I personally, I give him the understanding. So he's letting us know that understanding is not something easy. It's not something that is so easy to do. Because it's not that the Sami, the Jnani, and the Hapi, Hapi Yogi, the Sama Yogi, not that they are going to get the same result. Because they are not constantly worshiping, perseveringly, with service and with us. So, Prabhupada, Rina, and I mean, only the national society of Christian consciousness, for creating a society where people can serve and worship the Lord with dedication, perseverance, and with love. Now, to worship God, Krishna, with love, one has to be able to access more of their own love and tenderness, and then to focus that for Krishna. So we access our love and tenderness by what we do in association. One way of understanding sadhu, one way of understanding guru, is that guru is someone who has been practiced on as we are aggregating and developing our love that belongs to and so, because it is practically impossible for someone to have the ability to make direct contact with Krishna, make full genuine sense, because we are so much void of love, void of self, void of perseverance and loyalty. So, to contact that, then we have the idea of a representative that they are your coach, remind us that we are to be accountable to serve. And then, as a field of activity, we have the associates with sadness to learn and to train as we are directing that to do and then that goes. Just like you in your sports and so you're training. All of that is really coming, all in the right. So, he's the master of you. She is, he is the coach. And we are practicing the way of right. So she is. So in our association, we are persevering. We get strong. As we become indulgent in the service, we get strong. Become more alive. Mature world is called the mortal. It is actually like a phase of the living dead. And so, in such an environment, the great souls who come in and say, Siva Jago! They come to these souls. One, they come off the map of Maya and move away from temporary environment. Really but it's not easy. The tendency is we're thinking, well, I have this. Why am I about this? I'm not sure what, you know, what would it entail? There is the issue. Well, if I can look to make my bad habits, getting some better than that, what will I do? That's where association becomes so essential. Community. Because when someone comes to devotion service, they practically give up the knowledge, their previous culture. alone, and that Krishna consciousness is seeking into the truths universally. And that is for you now. As we look deep in the bones of the system, we'll find so many similarities. Sarajevo is so afraid of how ascetic Judaism has so many connections to similarities. And how that seeking this reincarnation for the genuine worthy is a sound. But the problem is, people do not so much persevere and in dedicated in the most devotional way engage in the process of sufficient love. So therefore, it's really themselves. But as we approach Krishna with love, then we meet them. He gives us more. So, when people are thinking that they have to give up everything and have nothing, they'll be afraid. But initially, we seem to abandon so many things. Someone comes to the spiritual community, sometimes one may be old friends behind, sometimes one not connected with relatives the same way. Sometimes one may even shift or leave their perception of the world. Leave their part of the world that they were born in. Good devotees travel all over the world. And like the other devotees here, they have left their country. They're not speaking their same language anymore. Their country learned now. It's kind of like English. All different. So, that is difficult. Because we are used to certain things. Certain habits, certain associations, certain cultural patterns. Now, if there is not a serious replacement, then what will happen is that one will not become fixed in devotion. Now that means so much, especially even more so now, because a movement is becoming so much more international, cosmopolitan. So, one cannot give up something without getting something to replace. You can give up something and you can repress for a while. You can put things on hold, but unless you gradually need some replacement, one will go back to previous things. So, we're not no longer having certain associations with our old friends. No longer having the same kind of, in some cases, associated with our parents, so many of the other extracurricular kind of things that we do. Then, if we are not replacing or finding faith in emotional service, one will definitely have. So the idea of that community is to create now, replace it, but not just something artificial, to really begin to give us the real truth. And that's why this kind of verse is so important. Because Krishna said, he will receive them. He'll give them to us and understand if we are persevering, we are in proper service group, and we're here for love. So, given that everyone's looking for love, looking for protection, looking for shelter, looking for care, if we don't find it, or we're not feeling it, in our devotional association, our conscience will not become very spiritual, and we will become deep in the world. Unequivocally, no question. It means we cannot be void of activity. We can only pretend for so long. We can only be present for so long. And then there will be this desire for trying to relieve one of the emptiness. So sometimes we minimize the fact that Krishna consciousness is a spiritual culture, is a culture for which spiritualizing society. And the culture may be different now, how we speak, how we eat, how we dress, how we interact, our form of entertainment, our form of everything, how we sleep, how we make everything based on Krishna. So that is ambiguous. That is not clear what will cause. So if we give up something, they won't know what to do. Or if they're not doing that because of teaching or environment that's encouraging, also. So it becomes all about doing to help us create an environment that allows us to move away from one thing and to be able to embrace now the spiritual culture. Now what makes a strong, warm, loving culture family environment is that people feel cared for, they feel protected, they feel needed, they feel accountable to others and others to be accountable. Because their existence is important. Their existence is important. Doesn't matter whether you're here or not here, whether you do something or don't do it, just your existence is important. And your concerns for happiness or your problems become important. So since I was asked the very most issue about community, I want to give you some things to help you to feel closer to helping each other. Done it in some of the temples, an amazing breakthrough presentation for acceleration of devotional service. A very beautiful thing is that community is as powerful as there is communication. It's as powerful as we share something to community. It's as powerful as one can feel comfortable about what is happening, and one can be honest about what is going on. One can explain and connect to the structure that devoting activities are based on building their mind, receiving gifts, principles of Christian, receive gifts, give gifts, be able to think in confidence, build your mind. And so when those things are not there, they can be. We feel a certain way. God is the short choice. When there is strong relationships, then there's always the basic understanding that we want to do the thing that will be most auspicious for everyone. And there's no problem. We're ready to address the problem. There's a weakness, maybe there's a weakness, there's a deviation, maybe there's a deviation. There's something wonderful, ready to glorify it, support it, without being envious, etc. When there's no opportunity, we just kind of go on mechanically, hoping for the best. And relationships, of course, are not so. So these vital relationships are very big. When you read the big stories, the great souls, you see, advanced devotion, so much love and care and appreciation for each other. And even when there's a basic culture, one is concerned, all the chickens have to eat, take them to drink, eat the rest, take them to this, expressions of appreciating one's existence. But in a personal life, one is not completely in a way, only concerned about their importance. So, one thing you'd like to do today, and so we can act upon it to tomorrow. When the verse mentions about love and service and devotion, it helps remind us that everybody is actually a Christian. It says some people are aware directly, and so they are looking for a personal confession of God. Most people are not aware of that. They know intuitively something is missing in their life. They want to feel it. They're not quite sure. So sometimes we have to be patient and say, well, this guy, extracurricular things. How many brought so many games, so many sports, so many different things. When I go this place, that place, there's Christmas or something, hoping that it's going to find something that's going to be satisfying. Changing profession is always not sitting there. Maybe this is not the right profession. There are avoiding the changing of the pain away, taking wellness and finding and the right person. And then after a while, the faculty lose faith in life. So many things exist that they can love them. Many people think perfectly they were born there. This is why there's what it is to do with it. And this is why some of the most wealthiest people now, mature society, are consultants. Because people are cried out and want to find somebody who knows something, who can give them some advice and pay you so much to pretend that you know. That's why many people have to be offered to psychiatrists, because they have no friends, and nobody to talk. So the priests are overworked, the psychiatrists and the others are overworked. Because there's no community, no family. People don't talk together, they don't work together, they don't eat together, they don't breathe. So, in order to strengthen our own interactions, it is just amazing how much we really have ability to help each other. Much more than we normally realize. We also have so much knowledge of what the proper formula is, even though we're not in the life. So much to think. So at some point we've been, where we had an institute program on community building education thing. We've asked the audience to do a simple exercise. In some cases, there's some interesting breakthroughs, in some cases, amazing realizations. Because normally when we look at ourselves in the mirror, what we see and what we want to see, we don't really see ourselves. And because every devotee is so important, as much as each devotee has made certain serious commitments to trying to stay to the Prabhupada. To be sad, devotees have given up so much to many other cultural patterns now to be a part of Vaishnava culture. So big sacrifice. And so obviously new use of spiritual galaxies to some credit in this lifetime to be able to be chanting our mission. Given that through the Papa Sadhu Sangha, there will naturally be advances and there'll be more attention toward service and blessing of the Guru, then it will be more blessing of the Guru. That means the more we take serious our Sadhu Sangha, the more out of our children will be rewarded. So I don't know. We ask each devotee to inquire from one devotee in the temple, or one devotee who they know quite well and who knows them quite well, and to for them to ask that devotee two basic questions. One, what things do you feel I do in my devotional service that bother you? And two, what things do you feel I need to work on or to focus on become a better devotee. And amazing results from the body for Jesus, because as we brought some on this humbly, with the idea that whatever you can, you just write it down about it later. And sometimes we'll be shocked to see, one, what effects we're having in the environment, how people perceive us. Because we're caretakers of each other. We're not living for yogi or salvation. But our duty is Vaishnava to remind each other of Krishna. Our duty is to be the servant of Krishna. So therefore, what someone says is very important. Even if somebody is suggesting that you feel definitely not applying to you, but it becomes a reality in a sense that if someone is accepting and they are perceiving you in that way, and that is affecting their consciousness, affecting the community, the environment, and the problem of what they get away, and they become perceived. When they're a team, it's a matter that everybody is enthusiastically focused and doing necessary as coordination. When it is individualism, then everybody is for themselves, they struggle for themselves, see themselves, they like, do what they like, and try to experience whatever they can. But you say if you are a servant of the master, then it means there must be attentiveness about the needs of the person, needs of your master, so you can see how you can serve. A good servant wants to be clear on what is to be done and then try to see how it's being done. So, as we are from different backgrounds, and in this lifetime as well as those lifetimes, and so the devotees have different areas of expertise, different areas of problems. It may be a problem with someone to ride early morning to watch. Another person has no problem. Another person, their problem is just getting their 16 rounds. Someone else, Mangawati, 20 rounds, no problem. Their problem is just living in around 3 feet. Strange from their personality. So, basically, we're all problematic in various ways, but we integrate into the world. But we have the ability through shastra, through sadhana, to do all of these things. So sometimes we try to understand the scriptures without proper appreciation of sadhana, it will be superficial. All go together and make it very rich, especially sadhana association. Everything is built up. That everything falls apart. So one of the most significant things in a healthy community or healthy active association is honesty, is ability to be able to, as Goswami explained, make the instructions, as we reveal one's mind, see, give, etc. So like you know, all the training. What things you can find out about yourself in ways that can help you in your emotional system. Just think of somebody sitting around you day after day after day, or seeing you day after day, or seeing you weeks, or even months, or even years. Then they're seeing something. And because they are devoting, they are devoting, and what they see, what they think they see, even that is important. And what people see, what they think they see, they think of you, that affects or that creates whatever environment prevails in any group of association. You look at the lives of those ones, even though they were pure souls in the spiritual world, they're always discussing, sharing truth, sharing their views, sharing their ideas, because it was part of their love. And they're also giving on each other's case, but without enthusiasm. Because there was just love and persecution, the support of that kingdom. Worst thing is to be ignored, that is important. That is very true. But when there is an appreciation of one's existence, then there is tension, and in that sense, service. So, we'd like you to do that, if you can, before tonight is over, is that you can ask someone, or at least before the mom's class, he says, is there anything about yourself or about you, as a devotee, that bothers them? You just write it down. Now the ego immediately says, oh, I'm okay. The ego immediately says, but you will do that. Is that part of it to you? And then we'll also shut down. But if we are eager to grow, eager to advance, eager to move, Krishna will, in so many amazing ways, he helps us. And that happens to our attention. So we ask them, in this way, we want to be a better servant of each other. We ask someone, we can find out how to serve that person better and make us a better devotee. And some things people may notice of what some have some ideas of how we can improve in our devotion service. Want you to take advantage of the sense of motives, don't be alone together. You ask each other like this, find ways of able to give you certain breakthroughs, or able to look a little closer at things that you do that may have certain idea and certain good intentions, but it may proceed in a way different. How they would like to devote to other intentions as well. And that becomes like have anything like having fun here. I've done it every time. Then I have to look and think, what is it? Am I doing it? Literally, that can be fun. That's what's suggested. What am I doing? So, first of all, you can see that I'm actually doing it. You know, that's what I'm doing. But I want to think. It is distracting that it's going to serve. So let's see how I can be a better servant so that I will be what? I will do my service nicely and I will encourage everyone else by what I do to move on more deeply in their way. You're saying it's not just enough, I'm doing your devotions. First do that. That's not enough. I want service to be of such that it inspires and develops free God. Do like that, then
our own life will be strong. Well, I just wanted to clarify, so the prosecutor should definitely do this by tomorrow and speak with some individual person along the line of those two questions.
Yes.
Is this, I don't know if there's comment structure there, is it possible to do it for more than one person?
Yes. It's good for them to get more sense by talking to more than one person. Some feedback, and often you see people who say similar things. So if that's good, congratulating you for those times that you speak to someone who knows you, and hopefully that some of you people know each other. And just ask the person, they can give you some advice based on how what they think about you and their emotional service may bother them. Maybe that's not, maybe that's not, may find something. And then second, inquire them how they can know you can be a better devotee. What things they think you can do in your life to help you be a better devotee, to act a better devotee. And because devotees, again, are very important, Krishna's in everyone's heart, but Krishna is more active as we make ourselves more known. So therefore, Krishna is using the devotees so much more. This is our sort of idea. There's no accident. Whatever temple you're in, whatever association you have at a certain time, there's no action. Something about that association, that's for your informant, for your growth. If we don't take that serious, then we'll keep missing opportunities to grow. So whatever temple we're in, whatever environment, at that particular time, there's something distinctly important about that for our spiritual development. And as we deal with that, we'll move on to the next thing. The next thing comes. Next level comes. Is that the way to the same kind of problems? Go to some of the simulations again and again and again. Which means that I've had to test it. That means the things in the environment I did not fully take advantage of. Because Krishna is arranged at any moment in the Krishna time. Everything we need in the Krishna time is actually waiting at any given time. So whatever challenges we have, whatever associations we have, there's something particularly important about that for our people. We learn the rules of that more rapidly. Any other questions about this? Yes, please. You can ask him one. Anyway, it's pretty simple, this thing. But it's very profound. And it allows the world to want to appreciate their existence, to rely on us and want to help each other more. It helps us to write more, to see more of the time, and to be more aware of the mistakes that you do, for the pressure can be environment. We can be better service. So it's about the volatility. But if you sort of close at someone, and then tomorrow,
Dhamma Chalitra Vaishnava Sri Ram Swami Kumar Ki Jai.